Manu Patra alerts dated the 30th of August 2019. Supreme Court has asked the Uttar Pradesh government to inform it when the girl who accused former Union Minister Chinmayanad of sexual assault can be produced before court. This comes after the UP government said that the girl has been found in Rajasthan. Uttarakhand High Court has given the state government 6 months to formulate a policy to implement provisions of the Excise Act 1910, which provide for prohibition of alcohol in the state. The court has directed the state government to take a policy decision for gradual prohibition of alcohol, petitioner D.K. Joshi, an advocate, said. Supreme Court has ruled that a candidate who has applied for general category cannot claim the seat reserved for disabled candidates at a later stage. The apex court rejected the claim of a visually impaired candidate who had filled the application form under general category and later claimed a seat reserved for persons with disability category in Rajasthan Judicial Service Examination, 2016. Kerala High Court has sought explanation from the state government on the severe waterlogging in many parts of the Thrissur during the recent floods. The court sought explanation on a petition filed by Thrissur Corporation Councillor A. Prasad. The torrential rain that lashed the city in the beginning of the month had submerged low-lying areas of the city. Bombay High Court has issued notices in a public interest litigation seeking the demolition of the construction of Grand Hyatt Hotel in Bambolim that falls between 50 meter to 100 meter of the high tide line. Delhi High Court has recommended the appointment of law officers on a contractual basis in all the 16 jails in the capital for their better functioning. The court was hearing a plea which had alleged that there is only one law officer for all the jails in the city. Calcutta High Court has granted protection from arrest till the 5th of September to senior BJP leader Mukul Roy in connection with a case of alleged payout for a railway panel membership. Roy moved the High Court seeking anticipatory bail in the case of cheating filed by Vanshanthu Ganguly against Bhuban Ghosh, who claims to be a local BJP Labour Wing leader. Karnataka High Court has rejected Congress leader and former minister D.K. Shivakumar's petition challenging the summons issued to him by the Enforcement Directorate, ED, in a money laundering case. The case was initiated based on a complaint of income tax evasion filed by the Income Tax Department against Mr. Shivakumar. Andhra Pradesh High Court has ruled that the GST return, GSTR, form GSTR-3B is a statement and a revision option should be provided. Once implemented at the national level, it will be a big relief for a large number of GST assessees, excluding those under the composition scheme. Delhi High Court has rejected a suit for defamation initiated by the Popular Front of India, PFI, against the Times Now Group. The suit for permanent injunction and damages to the tune of 2 crore 1 lakhs rupees was filed against two particular telecasts by the Times Group, which as per PFI had the impact of lowering its reputation. Calcutta High Court has ruled that an application for pre-arrest bail could not be said to be non-maintainable merely because the accused was abroad while seeking it. The court was hearing numerous anticipatory bail applications filed by two leaders of Gorkhaj and Mukti Morcha. Delhi High Court has refused to entertain a plea seeking directions to restrain BSES Rajdhani Power Limited from carrying out digging work for laying of cables in the posh Scenic Farms colony of South Delhi. The court rejected the plea filed by a local resident seeking stopping of the cable laying work as it was allegedly creating a traffic hazard. Customs, Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Ahmedabad bench has ruled that the legal consultancy services can be treated as an input for which NVAT credit is allowable. The tribunal noticed that in the case of One Advertising and Communication Services Limited, the hotel services is directly relatable to the business of the appellant and have a nexus and, therefore, NVAT credit is admissible. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Pune has ruled that the amount of ex gratia payment to the prematurely retiring employees can be allowed as a deduction under the provisions of Income Tax Act, 1961, even though there is no such scheme providing the same. Competition Commission of India has ruled that elements of anti-competitive agreement and abuse of dominant position stand on a higher platform than deficiency in services. Hence, such inadequacy of services will not form a competitive issue. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed the state to confirm claims made in the photographs and furnish a report after numerous photographs of rampant dumping of all kinds of wastes in Uttarakhand, especially in hills and high-altitude pilgrim centers, were presented before it. Delhi High Court, DHC, has ruled while remanding an industrial dispute back to the Industrial Tribunal that the aim and objective of the Industrial Disputes Act, 1947 was not only to provide a permanent machinery for the settlement of industrial disputes but also aimed at improving the service condition of industrial labor force.